Today's the penultimate episode of Clarissa Explains It All, Season 2, with Season 2, Episode 12, The New Look. There's two storylines going on in this episode. We have Clarissa dealing with Clifford, and then we have Marshall trying to be a male model. What's really cool that I didn't realize till, or thought much about, till I watched the episode for a second time, too, because I watched them, well, I've seen the whole series before, but I watched them once again, and then I watch them again and take notes during it, so I know what I want to talk about during the actual podcast. But the episode's called The New Look, and at first you're like, oh, it's just referring to Marshall, because what's going on with him in this episode is that he's at a supermarket. In the checkout line, he gets noticed by a woman named Pilar Tweech, and she's like, oh, you'd be perfect for a, we don't see any of this, by the way, he tells Ferguson, or he tells everyone in the kitchen when he gets home from the market, oh, you'd be perfect for a, have you ever considered being a male model? You'd be perfect for this photo shoot we're doing. And in case you're wondering, and I just thought I'd bring this up, the photo shoot that Marshall is going to do is for dog food. So Marshall's really going through, or kind of going through a midlife crisis here, because the whole modeling thing goes to his head, and then Ferguson helps with that because Ferguson becomes Marshall's manager. And what's interesting is that Marshall's going through this, and then Sam, in the only scene we see him in for the episode, explains, oh, I think my dad's, or he basically says his dad's going through a midlife crisis because he bought him a skateboard, and Plus was like, oh, that's cool, but Sam's dad has been using it, and Sam hasn't gotten to use it at all. But the main plot going on in this episode is Clarissa, and she has developed feelings for Clifford Sweetheart, and she thinks he's kind of cute. So, well, the episode starts with her talking about POV and how that changes, like how her POV for Clifford changed because she used to not like him. I mean, he bullied Ferguson, which she likes, but, like, she used to not like him, even though, he bullied Ferguson, but now she finds him cute, and what's interesting is the episode starts with her talking about POV, and the episode's upside down, so I was like, when I first watched this time, the first time around, when I was going through the entire series, I'm not unlike I am now, but the DVD I had, it started with her upside down, and I was like, oh, great, more problems with the DVD I got, but no, it wasn't that, it was, because I told you about what happened in, the last one with Oprah showing up randomly, and, like, it's just getting messed up, but no, that's just, because Clarissa's talking about POV. So now she thinks she has feelings for Clifford, but who's, if you don't remember, is the bully from, like, the episode was just called Bully, who bullied Ferguson, and then Clarissa stood up to him, and then Clifford was so impressed that he fell in love with Clarissa. But now Clarissa has feelings of her own for Clifford, but she's scared to act on him, like, she's scared what will happen if he calls her. Like, if he'll say, oh, you had your chance. No, like, just, she thinks of a bunch of scenarios. But yes, that goes on a little bit throughout the episode. She's just scared of calling him. But eventually, she does call him. Let's check back in with what's going on with Marshall and Ferguson. So Ferguson's adding a bunch of makeup and just changing who Marshall is. And he's making him more of, like, that stereotypical, like, So Clarissa calls Clifford, and yeah, they don't really go out on a date, but he just comes over to their house and they to hang out. So he comes in, but Clarissa's worry about him coming over is they have nothing to do or talk about. So he's like, "Oh, you have food?" It's like, "Yeah, that's a great idea. Just go in the kitchen, help yourself." And then she was worried about Clifford seeing Marshall, which yeah, Clifford's in the kitchen getting food, and I love his reaction when he comes out, but I'll tell you when I get there. And then Pilar Tweech, is that her name? Yes. She comes, and she's ready to see Marshall, but the really ironic thing is that she wanted Marshall for how he was when she saw him at the supermarket. Now Ferguson, like, modeled him up and, like, put a bunch of makeup on, changed his clothing. He's just not who he is anymore. But, like, I don't know. Pia's just like, oh, Marshall, you're not who I pictured anymore. But, I don't know. The weird thing is, yeah, but, I mean, that could easily change. Like, they could explain. He could explain, oh, Ferguson thought this would be a good idea. And they could still go ahead with the shoot. Not that Marshall isn't in the shoot. I'll get to that. But, like, yeah, it's like, just wipe off the makeup on, change his clothing, put back on his glasses, and then he can be the shoot you wanted, or he could be right for the shoot for the dog food commercial. But, like, I don't know, it's sort of confusing how that works. But then Clifford comes in the picture because he comes out of the kitchen. He's like, you have anything other besides tofu? Which just that line and how he says it is perfect. But, seeing this episode really made me think back to the last time we saw Clifford, which was, it was in the first season, but, like, I can't remember exactly which episode. What was it called? Bully or The Bully? And, like, I think back, I'm like, wow, these characters really have, well, I mean, I don't notice it as much in Marshall and Janet, Elizabeth Hess and Joe O'Connor. But I definitely see it with Ferguson, Sam, and Clarissa, and it's like really like, whoa, these characters have grown up a lot in the course of only our two seasons. Like, and then they get even, yeah, obviously they get even more, grow up even more, because there's three more seasons. But yeah, like, I feel like that always happens. Like, if you're watching like a show like year by year, or just like even a week by week, it depends on, but, like, if you're watching it, like, year by year, you don't think of those characters, like, you think, like, you're watching that, like, the newest episode you're watching, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's how he looked back, that's how he and she looked back when the show started. But then you look back, and you're like, wow, they looked really young. So, like, I think it has a different, interesting effect on the viewer if you watch something, like, close together, like binge-watching, as they call it. Or if you space it out and watch it over years or a little bit, or less time even, but just not so much that you're, like, constantly watching the show like I am. So back to actually what's happening in the episode. Clifford walks in at the perfect time because Pilar Tweech sees him and it's like, oh, that's the perfect face we need. And then, but, like, well, and Marshall's like, I thought I had the perfect face. It's like, oh, Marshall, there's perfect, like, different strokes from folks kind of like, everyone has a perfect face or something, but I don't get it because she's like, oh, this is very, very different, than what we usually, do. I like it because he's like, Clifford's in, like, jeans, leather jacket, black t-shirt, like, edgy looking, edgy sort of like a boring word, but, like, that's just, whatever, doesn't matter. And then how, so now, Clifford is the part that Marshall was supposed to be in the dog food shoot. But now Marshall's still in the commercial. He's playing the dog, so he's in a dog suit. And I'm disappointed we never get to see the photo. But, oh, I forgot to bring this up. I don't get it how she's like, oh, we need a different look. But, like, Marshall's was a different look. But I guess, like, that was too different because you could either go with, like, what they had originally intended with Marshall or what they ended up going with Clifford, but, like, not, like, too overboard like Ferguson and Marshall did it because, like, they were doing, Ferguson was having to do everything, put on makeup, like, the ego really went to his head, like, he was, like, taking a long hour and a half in the bathroom, and, like, he wouldn't take out the trash because he'd mess up, or Ferguson doesn't think he'd take out the trash because he'd mess up his hands. Or Ferguson says he shouldn't take out the trash. But now, like, I mean, it brings him down, more down to earth, though. It's good. It doesn't go more to his head. Yeah, so episode ends with them seeing the magazine, but we don't get to see it, which I'm kind of disappointed because usually for a show that's, like, very visual, they don't show you something like that, which is kind of weird. But yeah, that's Season 2, Episode 12, The New Look, the penultimate episode of Clarissa Explains It All, Season 2. I know I already said that, but I just like saying that word because it's just entertaining to me. So tomorrow, on Wednesday, we have a new episode coming out, or I have a new episode coming out, called Season 2, Episode 13, Total TV, which honestly might be my favorite episode of the series. I'm not sure. I'd have to watch that one and Darling Wars again, because, like, I just love, like, the concept of the Total TV is just totally Clarissa, Total Clarissa. And it makes sense for, I'll explain it all tomorrow. But anyway, that's all for me for now. Thank you for listening.